Hello, this is Carol Bond with the Decatur Herald and Review, dated April 26, 2016. We'll begin today with an article on the front page that's a featured article about education. And the headline is School Clubs Spark Interest. This was written by Valerie Wells. The mad scientists in the lab at French Academy wondered aloud why their equipment for a test on bacteria smelled bad. Quote, "Bad smell is a matter of opinion," said Millikan University Associate Professor Samuel Galeski on Thursday. "Would your dog think it smells bad? If you think it smells funky now, wait till next week when we've put the bacteria in it." Galeski had brought strawberries and had gone outside to collect samples of soil for the kids' study on bacteria. He told them that food in the United States is largely safe to eat, even if they ate the strawberries right from the container without washing them first. But it had plenty of bacteria on it. So did the soil, the air, and their own hands. Students at French can join clubs that meet weekly on Thursday afternoons where they can pursue special interests. Teaching assistant Matthew Krause takes a group outdoors for baseball, which is one of his particular interests. Teacher Kathy Jones teaches a group to make jewelry. Some kids blog, and others roam the hallways taking photos. Fifth grader Rose Cobb demonstrated the bead-making technique of the day to schoolmates. She used a ruler to draw a diagonal line on a magazine page, then cut out an elongated triangle. She rolled it carefully around a straw, used just a dot of glue on the tip. When it was tacky, she slid it off the straw, and there was one bead. She was so efficient that she had several beads finished, while nearby students were still working on their first ones. Quote, "I thought this club sounded fun, and I like to make things," she said. "I find things on the internet," Jones said. The students are also going to sell their creations to learn a few lessons in running a business, she said. Principal Julie Fain said staff members Christelle Harding had the idea to start the clubs as a way to let staff show kids the things they're passionate about and to give the students a chance to learn new skills. Quote, she noticed that at the after-school clubs at French, the students were learning new things and really blooming, Fain said. She wanted to find a way for all the students to have the opportunity to have that experience, and that's when she came up with the idea. Kids in all grades chose their own clubs, and there are similar groups for each age group. Fain said that was because teachers wanted to incorporate learning standards into club activities, and what kindergartners do in a science club is necessarily different from what sixth graders do. This was the second week, and it's already a hit, Fain said. Every child she saw after the clubs concluded the first week was bubbling over and wanted to tell her how great the clubs are. Christelle is a genius, Fain said, and I'd say that even if she weren't in the room with me. There are several photographs with this article. One shows three young girls, Tony Coleman, McKeenan Durrell, and Elite Manley, who are adding sterile water to soil samples so they can check on the types of bacteria. And another one shows members of the photography club taking pictures with their tablets, taking pictures of the science experiments during club time. Another picture shows Ben Gowalski who is working with the youngsters on the bacteria experiment. Finally, there's a close-up of another young girl working with pouring bacteria into petri dishes. She's being very, very careful, and you can see how focused she is on what she's doing. We'll move over now to page 3, and there's a headlight, Public Art Comes Into the Picture. And this was written by Allison Petty. Who says an electrical box can't be beautiful? The Decatur City Council approved a measure last week that would allow public art displays to be created on city property, such as electrical boxes and sidewalks. Though the city ultimately retains control over the art and will cover the costs, it will seek help from the Decatur Area Arts Council, Assistant City Manager Billy Tyus said. Quote, "We will be responsible for the message and the speech, including the selection of designs and installation, and any parameters that are a part of the project," Tyus said. "We will work with the Arts Council and others to engage what is a supremely talented artistic community in the area and on artistic elements. For an example of how a decorated electrical box might look, see the brass horn." Co-owner George Streckfuss was very happy with the way downtown streetscape renovations were going a few years ago, until crews installed a large electrical box in front of his store. Quote, "When you sell men's clothes and you like people to look nice dressed up, you always want things to look nice," he said. The box did not look nice. Store owners commissioned Fast Impressions to create an artistic covering for the electrical box, brick with climbing ivy and a subtle brass horn. They did not ask the city's permission first, and it intervened midway through, but ultimately allowed the design to be applied with a few changes. Quote, "And to this day, never been happier for a box outside. It has worked out real nice," Streckfuss said. "I think people stop and look at it, and obviously if it was enough to get this started for the others to be done, it was well worth our money that we spent on it." Jerry Johnson, executive director of the Arts Council, said its public art committee will put out a call for artists to submit designs to cover some electrical boxes downtown. The committee already is responsible for the Decatur mural project and may someday work with the city to facilitate sidewalk decorations as well. Ultimately, Johnson would like to extend public art to other areas of Decatur beyond downtown. "I think that's an opportunity for local artists to get some of their work seen by the community," he said. "We're going to start small and see what kind of momentum we can build and go from there." There's a photograph of this decorated electrical box in front of the brass horn downtown. It's much larger than I would have thought it, and it's very, very attractive. It indeed looks like it's made of brick, and there's a French horn decoration, a painted French horn, along with some climbing ivy. It's really very attractive. And as the photograph shows, what you can see right behind it is Merchant Street with the overhead hanging sign. So it's very well placed, and I think it's really attractive. Also on page 3, we find a public safety article with the headline, "K9 Dog Veto to Join the CPD Team." This was written by Jared Jarman, a Lee News Service writer, and the dateline for this is actually Charleston. By the end of May, Vito will have graduated from the canine training class and become an official member of the Charleston Police Department as one of two patrol dogs. Vito, an 11-month-old Slovakian Malinois, is training with canine handler Heath Thornton of the department to become a patrol dog with a narcotics specialty for the department, replacing Cavo 7, who died of an illness. Thornton described Vito as a lovable social butterfly, but also serious when working. Quote, "It is an amazing thing, because he is two ends of the spectrum," Thornton said. "One minute, he is super lovable, and the next minute, he is on the sleeve, biting the bad guy." Vito is training with a class of dogs, Thornton said. During training, the dog practices apprehension, tracking, agility, and obedience, and according to Thornton, has been excelling. He said Vito is probably second in his class, only to an older dog in the class, Nala. Quote, "Vito is a torpedo," Thornton said. "He is picking up things faster than most, and he is quick." After the class, Vito will come to Charleston, where he will train with Chris Derramont, who will be Vito's canine handler. This will be Derramont's first canine dog as a handler, almost 30 years after his father, Steve Derramont, who helped establish the first canine program within for the Coles County Sheriff's Office. Chris Derramont has traveled to the training site in Evansville, Indiana, to meet and work with the dog a bit, but has not fully trained with him yet. A month away from training with Vito, Derramont said he is excited to take on Vito as a handler. Quote, "It's like your dad has the keys to the sports car, and only he is driving it right now, but he lets you sit in it every once in a while," Derramont said. While Vito is excelling, Thornton said it is on the handlers, specifically Derramont, to make sure the dog stays on track. Quote, "The dogs take on the personality of the handler," Thornton said. Derramont and Vito are going to be a nice fit because they are both going to be ready to go all of the time. They are going to be a good team. Vito, as with every canine handler and dog relationship, will live with Derramont. The purchase of a police canine dog and the training costs $15,000. Thornton said $13,000 has been raised through community donations. Vito will be joining Ivan, 8, who is creeping up to retirement age for a canine dog, but still is doing fine, Thornton said. And there is a photograph of this beautiful dog with his handler. We'll turn now to page 5 and find out who is writing to Abby today and what problem they're dealing with. "Dear Abby, for the last 5 months, I have been talking to a guy I met via a dating app. We live a few states apart and have yet to meet in person, but we communicate regularly. With my tax refund this year, I'd like to do something for me. He suggested that I visit him. I don't get any red flags from him, and I'm sure I'd be 100% safe while I'm there. However, I'm anxious about taking a trip by myself to visit a guy I've developed a massive crush on. I have thought about offering to pay his way here instead, or simply not going at all. I asked my friends and family for their opinions. Some of them think I should go, while others say I should pay his way here. I need advice from an outsider's perspective. Signed, Confused and Crushing. Here's Abby's reply. Dear C and C, I vote for having your friend come and visit you the first time you meet. That way, your family and friends can meet him, and if your massive crush doesn't live up to your expectations, you won't be alone in a strange city and at a disadvantage. Here's the next letter. Dear Abby, I live in a house with my husband, his 11-year-old son, and my husband's father. I am pregnant with my first child, and I get cravings for chocolate. I sometimes hide my special chocolates in my armoire so I don't have to worry about my sugar-crazed son getting to them. However, I have recently found out that he goes through my things to find the goodies and helps himself. I feel he has stepped over the line and violated my privacy. My husband and I have confronted him about it more than once, and each time he lies and argues before he eventually admits it. We have talked to him about privacy and make sure to give him his privacy in his room. How can we turn his behavior around and make him see that he is being disrespectful toward me? Pregnant Chocolate Lover. Dear Chocolate Lover, there should be consequences for misbehavior, and they should be explained to the boy. He should also understand there will be more severe consequences for lying to cover it up, because you know the boy cannot be trusted. Put a lock on the closet or cupboard where you stow your stash, or on your bedroom door. And here's the final letter. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been happily married for 38 years. Almost everything is great, except that the wife of his best friend, Ted, has the hots for my husband. We all get along well, but it's obvious her interest is mostly in my husband, not me. Ted has no idea his wife feels this way, but several people have pointed it out, and I have observed the way she acts. I have talked to my husband about it. He in no way is interested in her. I would never want to jeopardize my husband's friendship with Ted, and I enjoy being friends with them both, but I'm uncomfortable about her feelings for my husband. Can I say something to her and let her know how I feel without ruining the friendship with her or the one my husband has with Ted? Signed, Situation in Austin, Texas. Dear Situation, probably not. While it wouldn't change the relationship your husband has with Ted, if you address this with his wife and tell her you know she has been lusting after your husband, it's sure to cause embarrassment, and that's not conducive to a close friendship. Columnist Mary Hunt has some interesting comments on inexpensive and efficient appliances. And here's the first letter to her, written by someone named Anne. Dear Mary, what is the best refrigerator brand overall? We are ready to purchase a French door style refrigerator with water and ice compartments in the door. And here's Mary's reply. Dear Anne, when my husband did a major remodel of our kitchen, I went into hyper-research mode to find the exact refrigerator you describe. I had one more requirement, a reasonable price. It didn't take long for me to scrub the Samsung brand due to the numerous poor reviews from buyers and feedback from the appliance repairmen I interviewed. I'll cut to the chase and tell you that we opted for GE Profile Series Energy Star 27.7 cubic feet French door refrigerator. So that's a GE Profile Series. I loved everything about that refrigerator for the 6 months I got to enjoy it before we sold that house, especially its lower freezer. Finding it on sale made the price right, too. We also replaced the 13-year-old side-by-side refrigerator that came with our new home, and I won't hesitate one moment to buy the Energy Star refrigerator again. Actually, I can hardly wait. I hope that helps. And another reader is seeking advice about a humidifier. Dear Mary, I need a humidifier. What is a good one? What is a good price? Where is a good place to buy one? Signed, Carolyn. Dear Carolyn, I am especially fond of the Honeywell HCM350 germ-free cool mist humidifier because it really does kill up to 99% of bacteria, mold, fungus, and viruses, and its large capacity, a 1.5-gallon tank, means you can let it run for 24 hours straight between fill-ups. The regular price is $79.99, but you can find it for less if you are patient. As I write this, it's available online at Amazon for $54.99 with free shipping. I don't think you can beat that price, but if you do, be sure to let me know. As a bonus, this particular humidifier has lots of 5-star reviews, which speaks volumes to me. Another reader asks Mary about the most quiet clothes dryer. The writer's name is Donna, and here is Mary's response. Dear Donna, I highly recommend, oh my goodness, a long model here, the LG DLEX3570W 7.4 cubic feet ultra large capacity steam dryer. Whew. I've owned that dryer and can tell you that LG's low decibel quiet operation system is quite amazing. There were times I had to check the settings to see if the thing was even running. That's how quiet it is. And while the steam option wasn't on my list of must-haves, once I used it, it became my favorite bonus feature. I guess to shorten it up, the keywords are LG low decibel quiet operation steam dryer. Here's an article of local interest on the Money page. Headline, Homemade Cleanser Clears Path for Business Dream. This was written by Lee News Service writer Rob Stroud, and the dateline is Mattoon. SSC Clean President George Miller has more than 20 years of experience being responsible for the cleaning of factories and other large facilities. Now the Mattoon native has branched out to producing a non-toxic, biodegradable disinfectant, Aqua Cleanse, that consumers can purchase for use in their homes and workplaces. He makes this product at his SSC Clean facility, 1001 DeWitt Avenue. I guess that would be in Mattoon. Quote, what I want to do is provide a full service for my customers, Miller said. He informed the janitorial and maintenance company that ultimately became SS Clean in 1995 and also has a new franchise for a Kim Dry carpet and upholstery cleaning business. Correction, that is, he formed this company in 1995. Miller said he got the idea for Aqua Cleanse from an acquaintance who was developing a new type of disinfectant using hydrochlorous acid. He said this weak acid, which has a near-neutral pH level, is 10 times stronger than bleach as a disinfectant without having the hazardous characteristics of bleach. To manufacture this disinfectant, Miller formed a company known as Aquanix, N-I-X-X, and teamed up with a technological partner called Get Clean. Clean is spelled K-L-E-E-N. Miller said Aqua Cleanse, also spelt with a K, is produced by channeling a solution of salt and water through an electrolytic cell. He said the product is generated by using a proprietary microprocessor, which is about the size of a refrigerator. Quote, "I always wanted to be a manufacturer," Miller said. "That was a dream of mine." Before he could fulfill this dream, Miller said he needed to go back to school to take classes about microbiology. Miller said he operates the processing equipment for Aqua Cleanse and the small on-site lab that monitors the solutions that are used in this process. Miller said he started production in 2014 and began promoting Aqua Cleanse to potential customers in 2015. He also produces small quantities of a cleanser degreaser that is also yielded by the same electrochemical activation of saltwater brine that produces Aqua Cleanse. One of the challenges of packaging and selling Aqua Cleanse is that its disinfectant properties start naturally degrading when exposed to light, Miller said. Aqua Cleanse stays effective for 6 months, sealed in its plastic bottle container, and 90 days unsealed, he said. Quote, "It's important that we sell it to people who want to use it in the near term," Miller said, adding that he is experimenting with types of containers that shield Aqua Cleanse from the light. Miller said he has been selling Aqua Cleanse directly to his SSC Clean clients and other customers, as well as to those who walk into his DeWitt facility. Miller said he hopes to draw investors to Aqua Cleanse and eventually have it available on store shelves at major retailers. Quote, "We are striving to get that there someday," Miller said. And you can get more information about his company and its product online. And there is a photo of Mr. Miller, the owner, standing in his lab area at SSC Clean in Mattoon. He's wearing a white coat and is standing before a counter with numerous clear and white plastic bottles, presumably bottles of chemicals. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the April 26th issue of the Decatur Herald and Review. Please stay tuned.